The question of reincarnation is one that, since the dawn of time, has been raised by many, and rightly so, in the face of some events shrouded in mystery. But does reincarnation really exist? Let's see what the Word of God says. The passage in Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment." Well, we just read that nobody is reincarnated, right? In other words, it says that we die only once, and then comes the judgment. Well, in all fairness, the Hebrews 9:27 passage doesn't actually break down the theory that there are people who have been reincarnated, because we can argue that the passage simply says, you die only once. That could mean that you do not die several times before God judges you. That for each life you have, you die only once, after which comes judgment. It sounds logical. But if we dig deeper into the scriptures, we find another truth that does refute that argument. It is in Revelation, chapter 21, which speaks of the death of everyone who has ever lived on this earth. Verse 6 says that after the first death that every person must suffer, there is only a second death. There is no such thing as a third, or fourth, or fifth death. No. There is only the first death and the second death. The second death is not really death as we know it. It is something that happens to anyone whose name is not in the book of life. And it has nothing to do with resurrection or reincarnation. So, we suffer a physical death only once. After that, comes judgment. In the face of this biblical truth, belief in reincarnation has no place in the heart of the believer. But what about what is known as the conclusive evidence for reincarnation? We will continue our study in part 2. Visit heavenlymanna.net to listen to more podcasts that are not available anywhere else.